Hi, I'm Dr. Josh Hant, and welcome to Lifestyle Locker Radio, where we help you create an awesome life and lifestyle. From nutrition to fitness, mindfulness to peak performance, and relationships to money mindset, we bring you on an amazing journey to help you unleash your human potential. Hey, what's going on, everyone? Dr. Josh Hant here for Lifestyle Locker Radio. This is episode 257. This is week 12 of the X3 Bar, and we are just days away before I complete the R3, the rim to rim to rim of the Grand Canyon that is going from the South Rim down to the bottom, across the canyon, up the north side, the North Rim, then back down, over, and back up. Doing that on September 11th, got my American flag hat on, got the American flag above me right over here on this side here. So yes, I'm a patriotic kind of guy. So let's talk a little bit about the X3 bar. And this has been really phenomenal. I love working out with it. This past week, I was a little off. I did work out most of the days. I'm normally doing 6 days a week. I missed 2 days. I missed one day. Timing was just off. I've been doing 10-mile run days. Every day I run the past maybe 7 or 8 runs. And I'm just keeping the reps in and keeping my endurance up as I get ready to challenge myself with this R3. So I skipped one day. I did a run, a 10-mile run, earlier this weekend, and had a slip and fall in the woods, banged up my wrist, or my hand, got a little baby cut on my hand. Bruised my knee, my ass has black and blue on it. So took it easy, took an Epsom salt bath after, and I actually took that day off of lifting just to let things heal, let things be soft. The really neat thing about the X3 bar is that I'm not really sore after it. And I can tell you, taking some photos with my shirt off, post runs and everything, I'm looking a lot more fit these days. I weigh 189 pounds. I'm 6'2", and that was from the Standard Process Lab. So we did take all of that data, and I think that's a good weight for me. I've not put on a huge amount of mass. I've not lost a ton of weight. I've probably stabilized with my distance running. That's pretty neat. So loving the X3 bar. Highly, highly, highly recommend all of you get it. We'll be dropping that episode very soon with Dr. John Jaquish, and I think you're going to absolutely love it. So X3 bar. Get one. We'll have I'll have a code in the show notes for you to actually get that discount code. And I believe you get $50 off. So check it out. Great, great product. I absolutely highly recommend it. The neat thing is I bought the X3 bar. I bought the bag, the carrying bag that Dr. Jaquish sells. And yeah, I'm like, I don't want to buy a $50 bag. Get it. Just buy the device, buy the X3 bar, buy the bag. I take this thing now to my office every single day. In the morning, if I get a chance, I'll work out before office hours. If timing doesn't work out right, I will work out midday, like right in my lunch break, boom, get it done. And it's phenomenal. So I can get workouts in normally where I was not unable to get anything in except for maybe doing some push-ups in my office. And the X3 bar is taking that place. So I'm able to do squats, I'm doing deadlifts, I'm doing press, I'm doing curls, I'm doing shoulder press, really cool stuff. So I do 8 movements. I'm doing the basic movements that he has on this program. Once I finish this week, this upcoming week, I'm going to go really light and just do little bits of working out starting Monday on Labor Day. And I will just do little bits of the workout for today, which is Sunday, tomorrow, Tuesday, and possibly even Wednesday before I head out to the Grand Canyon. I'm looking to keep my body comfortable, relaxed. And for those of you that want to know what I do this last week before, I rest, I exercise, I eat, I start to build storage. I'm also now loading myself with Standard Process supplements, a whole list of them, which they have recommended for me to use. For those of you that do follow me on Instagram, it's at Dr. Josh Hant. I have a picture up there, which I did put up of all the supplements that I am taking. And yes, I will be running with the possible bar. Pretty neat. I did my first run with the bar itself. And what I found is actually pretty neat. I found out that I run better with fuel. because I've done fast. If you've heard me talk about any of my other 50s, I've done a couple of them fully fasted, and I've done great. That felt fine. But by using the Possible Bar, I know this is food-based nutrition. It's all food when you eat this thing. It's really cool. You see like pumpkin seeds and other seeds, and you know, for me, it looks like a craisin in there. I don't even know what the fruit is in there, but it's actual food, so it's not hard for you to digest. Or at least it's not hard for me to digest at all, and I could keep going. The only thing, which I know they're working on, the team at Center Process is awesome. Those food nutrition scientists, the scientists that are there, they're working on making it a little bit less oily, which it can get in warmer climates. I know we're going to be pushing, which I just looked at today's temperature at the Grand Canyon is 107 degrees on the South Rim. So it's going to be a warm, warm, warm event, or warm adventure, I should say. So Possible Bar, definitely get to your chiropractor. You're going to have to order a case. They are amazing. Or if he has a case there, you can definitely buy a bar. They're usually $5 or $6 or $7, whatever they cost a bar. But if you think about the quality of the bar you're getting and the quantity of the calories that you're getting in that bar and the supplements you're getting in that bar, you know, you buy a smaller bars for $2, $3, $4. This is better, right? This is definitely better. So the R3, I'm pumped. I was going through the gear today, realizing I'm having to bring a first aid kit. I'm bringing something called Squirrel's Nut Butter. This is for chafing. For those of you that have seen my Instagram, I have a gift my wife gave me. I don't even know what they're called, actually. But they're these little Band-Aids, essentially, that are made for your nipples so you don't get chafing on your nipples. And I've decided, actually, that I'm going to be doing this adventure in hiking shorts versus running shorts. But I'm going to need to carry a lot of gear. I'm going to separate the weight a little bit. And I'm actually going to have one of these long, the brand is Columbia, but it's a Columbia Performance fishing gear. I wish it didn't have all the Velcro and all the pockets up here, but I want that light, flowing, easy to on-off shirt, this button-down that I can open up if I need to, if I need anything hot, but it's going to block me from the sun. Not that I'm worried about getting sun, but it can be very fatiguing, very, very fatiguing if you start to hang out in 100-plus degree weather. For those of you that have done that, you know exactly what I'm talking about. So this will give me a little bit of that protection so I'm not using energy fending off sun and my body processing all of the sun, but I'll actually be protecting myself from that way so I can actually keep my endurance stronger and stronger. I don't want to get burnt either. That's not pleasant if you're, you know, you're moving to feel that. So also I found this thing out that, and actually I'm just getting a phone call right now, which I noticed from my buddy, Ryan Zimmerman, who's another chiropractor that I'll be doing this with. He's out of California. So I'll give him a call back later, but you know, we're figuring out that, you know, the fuel, the quantity, the all of the stuff that we need to take with us is going to be like a literal like backpacking adventure condensed in a short period of time. Because what they said during or on the Grand Canyon's website today is that sometimes the water supply does go out and you may need to filter your own water. So we're bringing filtration systems so we can actually filter water out of the Colorado River or a stream so we can actually keep hydrated. So there's quite a bit of things that are coming along with us. And quite a lot of things, they're going to be in our packs just for this event itself, let alone all the stuff that I got to haul over from New York all the way over to Arizona and then a 3.5 hour drive. So this is going to be quite an amazing, amazing adventure. And I'm going to take all of you on it. We're going to take lots of photos. Hopefully we'll do a bunch of videos as we're going across. Because for those of you that have been there, is one of the most beautiful places. And what I'm excited to be part to see is we're starting at 3 a.m. And I'm pumped that I got a really new headlamp, 350 lumen. It has two bulbs, one that faces the ground, one that faces forward, because I usually carry a headlamp and a handheld, and I want less weight. So I'm not going to carry a handheld, just this really cool headlamp. But as we go down the canyon, starting at 3 or 3:30 in the morning on September 11th, you know, it's going to be dark, but what we get to see is sunrise, and we're going to be probably being seeing sunrise from the bottom of the canyon, maybe even looking, getting to that north rim and seeing it from the north, looking down and across the canyon to the south rim. So I'm really excited to see sunrise, and I'm not sure if we'll actually see sunset on that event. I'm hoping we're going to be finished well before sunset, but we'll probably hopefully see sunset the night before, get a good night's sleep and go. So get to the Grand Canyon if you haven't been there. You know, it's absolutely beautiful. I know we're looking at some high temps. So how I'm going to be hacking temperature, for those of you that have Heard me before. Electrolytes and hydration are essential. Absolutely essential for especially a hot weather run, but any kind of endurance event. This is going to be like an adventure hike slash run. So we're going to be like chugging along here. The important thing to understand is that the electrolytes you're using that day are the ones you took in the day before, the 24 hours before. So I will be loading that Friday, starting at, you know, early morning when I get up. Hopefully I'm going to get up really early, maybe even see sunrise that morning from the top of the South Rim. But I'm going to get up and we're going to, you know, start electrolyte loading. I use pickle juice, but for this event, I'm not able to carry liquids, as you know, on an airplane. So what I will be taking with me is a company called Goo makes this thing called Roctane, which is electrolytes and ginger and other things. So I'll start taking those periodically throughout the day before with water. I'm drinking quite a bit of water. You know, I'm looking to push well over a gallon the day before with all the electrolytes. So it actually gets into my cells. And now I'll be using them again during that day because the amount that we will be sweating and not even realizing that we're sweating is going to be pretty high. I will have a backpack on, so I'm sure I'll feel it in my back, but we're going to be sweating a lot. So I'll be taking those electrolytes through the whole event. I may be using things like coconut water, dehydrated coconut water, plus and or another electrolyte mix that has a little bit of natural sugars in it. So we start to balance all of the electrolytes. I'm definitely not doing this keto. The possible bars have some carbs in them, you know, for this type of adventure. So it's going to be quite amazing. I'm really, really pumped. And what else do I have to tell you and share with you? This is going to be news to a bunch of you. It's news to me. And, you know, it's sad and exciting at the same time. Lifestyle Locker Radio will start winding down. We'll start to have some of our final episodes ever. That doesn't mean I am going away. We're going to revamp, reinvent, and create, if you will, a new podcast. I'll give you the name once it's out there. We're in the process of creating that. The website is getting revamped. It's still going to be Lifestyle Locker, but the podcast is going to be a little different. The format's going to be a little different, hopefully, and some will be the same, but we ultimately want similar things for our audience. But what we're going to do is, you know, censorship is a challenging thing, sharing across a lot of different platforms. So I'm going to be real and raw and hopefully relevant to all of you that are listening and even watching these videos as we're starting to upload all this stuff to Rumble. And we want you to be healthier. We ultimately want you to unleash your human potential. That's still really the theme of what I'm all about. And we're going to be doing that in so many different ways. We're going to be definitely hitting topics that are really relevant to the day. We're even potentially do things that are in a series, like for any of you that will list like or read a series of books. We may have something like 12 or 18 episodes over the course of a year in a specific topic. And then we may just cycle the topics every year. And then I'll add little tidbits here and there and just add new episodes from time to time, which may be personal experience or a personal story or a story about an adventure like we're talking about right now with the Grand Canyon, but we'll have it well thought out and organized in a little bit of a different way. So I'm looking forward to sharing all of this with you. So don't worry, we're not going away yet. There are going to be a few more episodes. Well, probably a lot more than a few more. We have interviews coming up. I have a lot of backlogged interviews that we're going to start to release. And these are not going away. These are all being archived, so you'll have access to them. We may change our host for the podcast, which won't really impact it if you're using things like iTunes or Apple Podcasts or Spotify or some of the biggies. There may be a little hiccup in service, but we're going to have to challenge. It's going to be a challenge for us to change 260, 270, wherever we end up, episodes, backlogging all of our shows. So until then, don't worry about it. I'm here with all of you, and I can't wait to share the journey of the Grand Canyon crossing. This is so exciting. It's amazing that it's here, and I'm always pumped up that I love the lead up to an event. To me, it's so exciting. It's like it brings in the challenge, it brings in the frustration, it brings in the learning experience, it brings in so much. And for those of you that know what I'm talking about, it's pretty cool. For those of you that don't, I urge you to just set a target, set a physical target, like a fitness target or an athletic target whether it may be, hey, it's on my first 5K. I want to ride my first century on a bike. I want to do something that challenges me both mentally and physically and potentially even emotionally. And by doing this, the really neat thing that starts to happen is you'll start to figure things out as you go. Because me training for my first marathon, I just started to download things and I got gifts from people like, hey, try check out this app and this thing and that thing. And I put together my own version, since I don't train like a traditional person when it comes to these things. And once I hit that first marathon, I was like, I think I can do more. And then I had to figure out how to do more. And then I had to figure out how to do more, reading books, learning, studying those that have been before me. And so I'm not reinventing the wheel, looking at those that are do a very specific way, old school, looking for those that are do it like way, way old school. Like, you know, we talk about like Grecian runners, right? But way back in the day, the first marathon, right? And all of these things, and I start to find a way. So for you, you're going to be able to do the same thing. And I urge you to do it because it is incredibly exciting. It is incredibly, incredibly fulfilling going through the journey. It makes your choices every day mean more, from the food you eat, to how you exercise, to how you sleep, to the stuff you put in your body. It's really, really neat. So definitely choose a goal and go for it. So that's my message for you today. Have an awesome day, evening or night. I can't wait to connect with you post Grand Canyon Run. And we'll see you soon. And stick around for the 3065 Lifestyle Shift program, video and audio if you're listening. Later, y'all. Bye-bye. Hey, it's Dr. Josh Hant here, and we need to talk about your health, your fitness, and your lifestyle. I know you, if you're like me, you've seen sickness and disease and even death in your life. And we know the leading causes of death in the United States are cancer, heart disease, and diabetes. Many of these conditions and diseases are considered lifestyle-based. And I know that lifestyles in the United States and other countries are not where they should be. We also know that they make you more vulnerable to other sicknesses and conditions. We tend to get our advice and recommendations on health from commercials and marketing, from fast food to pharmaceuticals, and not from experts with real world experience. Unfortunately, we follow people or products who don't walk the walk or talk the talk. They simply just don't care about your health. It's just about their bottom line. I know we've heard it from our friends and from even our own self-talk that we don't have enough time, we can't make the changes, or there's just too much to do to be healthy. But there is a way to actually take control of your lifestyle and have the accountability and the support you need. We can be bigger than our excuses. For the past 14 years as a chiropractor, I've worked and continue to work with thousands of patients with their lifestyle and ultimately their health. I am now bringing the same philosophy to the online space where we can work as a group to get better, stronger, healthier, and be bigger than our excuses every single day. I've created the 3065 Lifestyle Shift Program to be an online-based, training-based program where you get to learn and be engaged with others in your journey towards a healthy lifestyle and ultimately a healthier life. To be part of this amazing movement, it's just $5 a month. Yes, it's only $5 a month, and that seems too good to be true. Well, it's not. So for the price of a gourmet coffee, you will have access to an amazing program and amazing people that want the best for you too. So when you dive into the content below this video to learn about our lifestyle philosophy, you'll see that we are incredibly unique. No other online program focuses on lifestyle the way we do and delivers the quality and the quantity of content that we do for just $5 a month. And it's not just about the movement. There's a lot more. It's really about your health. So check out the details and other videos below. And when you sign up, I'll even send you the ebook Inside the Locker, which dives deeper into creating an awesome lifestyle. I look forward to seeing you on the inside of the Lifestyle Locker, 3065 Lifestyle Shift Program.